Oongarali Majinu, Paula Kruger, ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
Usually this time on a Thursday afternoon, well, regularly, we like to catch up with the world of music and find out significant turning points in the world of music. But I'm kind of thinking that you might be, you know, you might be feeling a bit down about the fact that we can't travel the world at the moment, which is fine. We'll deal with it. But why not travel the world through music? And for our music segment this week, you'll be exploring Latin America. And to take you through this wonderful genre of music, with you right now is festival organizer, world music specialist, Frank Madrid. Frank, welcome to Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you for having me. What a delight.
I'm hoping that you can delight us this afternoon, Frank.
I'm convinced we will have a great time traveling, exploring the world of Latin alternative music.
Oh.
We're going to go to four fabulous destinations, so just get ready. This is going to be sexy, fun, beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. You've made my afternoon. I'm blushing already. But, but Frank, how have recent weeks and months been for you? You're used to organising festivals for international artists. You know, what has life been like over the last couple of months?
Well, it's been challenging, but it's also been an opportunity to, I guess, first of all, go through my music collection and work on sets and do stuff online, discovering a new medium, doing sets using social media, discovering that the world is out there for the taking, you know, people tuning in from all corners of the world, which is in itself really great. But of course, that's, you know, face-to-face contact, that the energy of, you know, hundreds of people in a room admiring the work of an artist, of course, that has no price. It's just, and I miss it. But of course, you know, we evolve, we get used to it, and in, yes, find new ways.
We'll try and get that smile over the radio that I can just feel on your face right now, Frank. But you said that you're taking us on a musical journey today, and you're looking at, how did you describe it? Was it alternative Latin American music?
Yeah, I think the thing that these artists that I have brought to you today, the thing they have in common is that they're pushing boundaries. There's a whole world of music that, particularly in Latin America, that here in Australia, we rarely get an opportunity to listen to, because they are those artists that are not totally mainstream as yet. Eventually, some of them make it into the mainstream. Some others like to stay within that alternative underground scene. However, many of them then are heard by the masses, they get the Grammys, and they become, you know, more of a well-known name. But I've decided to bring four of them that represent that tendency of, you know, my aim is for the listeners, take a look, take a listen, grab the name, go online, explore them, and become a fan of these alternative sounds.
Frank, you have many fans. We've already had a text come through on 0467 922 666 saying, lovely to hear Frank's beautiful voice back on the airways. So look, you're already bringing a smile.
That's good. That's fantastic. That is exactly what we need during this period of change.
Thank you for your text, Amy. So Frank, who's the first artist that you have for us today?
Well, we're starting with an amazing, extraordinary artist who was born and raised in the Dominican Republic and now is living in Puerto Rico. Her name is Rita Indiana. She's a truly a driving force in contemporary Caribbean music. But not only that, she's a celebrated author, a runaway model, an actress, and an activist. So she's good at everything. And when I say good, I mean very, very, very good. And I first saw her in New York at the legendary stage of summer stage in Central Park. And she was doing a rendition of a song called Dulces Sueños, a cover of Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And now we're going to listen to her doing a sexy merengue that will take us to 21st century Santo Domingo. The name of the track is La Hora de Volver.
So this is Rita Indiana. We won't be able to play the whole song, but let's get a good taste of this tune.
Beautiful.
Salirte a la bruja, a comprar cachucha, en otro país, a comer basura rusa.
So that's the sounds of Rita Indiana. You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra with Paula Kruger, where you're exploring the world of alternative Latin with Frank Madrid, a music selector and festival organiser right here in the ACT. Frank, what do you like so much about Rita?
Rita is, as I said, she's, first of all, mesmerizing. If you imagine, she's almost 2 meters tall and super incredibly androgynous and beautiful. And her dancers are incredibly camp. And the interesting thing is that if you, those who speak Spanish, they can hear the very clear Dominican accent. She takes very much pride in speaking Dominican. And rather than, you know, pure Castilian. And you could actually enjoy it. And she goes from one rhythm to the next. She will be playing rock and roll and then very comfortably move into this sexy merengue that we just heard. It's just out of this world. And of course, the one thing, because she's such an artist, when you look at her videos online, they're have an aesthetic that is very, very special. And I tell you, a reviewer of the video for this song, La Hora de Volver, or Time to Go Back, he said that it reminded her of Yves Saint Laurent going on holiday to Bali with 1,000 yards of paisley fabric to make a Technicolor dream coat. So imagine, it's just out of this world.
Oh, that sounds like something. I think when it comes to my Rita Indiana experience, I'm going to start with that film clip because I want to know exactly what that looks like, Frank.
You need to. It's really, really, really sexy, Paula. And yeah, it's very good.
On Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, you are exploring the world of alternative Latin music with Frank Madrid. And Frank, what's the next offering that you have?
Well, next we'll hear a track from one of the leading bands in Latin America's music scene. They come all the way from the Pacific coast of Colombia, from El Chocó. It's a region of Colombia that is known for its large Afro-Colombian population and also for being the only Colombian department with coastlines both on the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. They're called Chop Quick Town. And from their latest album, where the song we'll hear is called Vuelve. Come back. It's actually absolutely beautiful too. The video features contemporary dancers and the beautiful lead singer who is extraordinarily sexy. But also the music, this combination of hip hop and Latin American rhythms really puts them at the forefront of the 21st century music.
Okay, let's have a bit of a listen to Chocquip Town.
Hey, yo! Slow!
Veo que hasta te cortaste el pelo y ya sé que ahora tienes cosas que a ti nunca te dieron. Viven como en las novelas, con trajes caros y de mucha tela. Y ahora luces diseños de París, pero no tuviste un final feliz. Y ahora vuelves queriendo que yo te recuerde después de que tu plan te falló. Lo que sé
Chocquip Town and Vuelve. Oh, that really suits my mood on a Friday afternoon, any afternoon, really, Frank.
Well, I can feel your smile, and I'm sure you're moving, tapping the floor.
Absolutely.
In the studio. It's a very sexy sound. This is another example of this band, as now is winners of the Latin Grammy, and they've really made it. And it's quite impressive because they're Afro-Colombians and they're very, very proud of the influence of Africa in Colombian music, which, and now that I'm talking with you, I can see there's a little bit of a theme here going on with the bands that I've chosen. All of them have this really bit of an African thing happening in there. And the guys from this band, the Carlos Valencia, Goyo Martinez, and Miguel Martinez, they actually came to Canberra in 2010.
Oh, really?
They perform in Floriade. And I remember people walking around coming to me saying, oh my God, they're amazing. And they are.
Do you notice a difference when you've got an event like that where people are wandering around and when they walk past the band and they hear the music and all of a sudden their stride has a little bit of a sexy strut to it, Frank?
Very much so. And also, one of the things that are most satisfying about the work I do is getting to that, going through a lot of trouble, and it's not easy at all, but when it happens, it's that magic of having, for example, Canberra audiences exposed to sounds that they've never heard before. They didn't hear them on the radio, it's not accessible, and all of a sudden, there they are in front of them. And so that chemistry, that exchange is absolutely priceless.
So the music that you were just hearing there was from Choquib Town. I'll spell it for you in case you want to look up this music. It's Choquibton. And the song is, how do I pronounce the song? Is it Vuelve?
Vuelve, which means come back. Vuelve, yes. It's from the album Chop Quip House.
Okay.
You can tell they're becoming very mainstream using a lot of English in their work.
On Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, you're learning more about the world of alternative Latin music with Frank Madrid. And Frank, we're using the word sexy a lot. Is that just something that comes with the world of alternative Latin? It's got a bit of sizzle to it.
Well, I think it's because, yeah, the rhythm, you know, and also when you think about it, the African drum represents the beating of the heart. So I don't think there's anything more sexy than, you know, a heart beating of excitement or of love or anticipation. And I think that's what a lot of the things we get when we listen to this music.
And you need a beat to shake it, don't you, Frank?
As well, very much so.
What's the third song that you have for us?
Next destination is Sao Paulo. It's, of course, Brazil, the powerhouse of music. And we're going to Sao Paulo because that's the birthplace of an extraordinary artist, Lineker de Barros Ferreira Campos. Or let's make it very simple, Lineker. And Lineker is a trans woman and a lead singer of the Brazilian soul band called Lineker e os Caramelos. And the song is called Zero. And I watched her singing it at this year's Womadelay Festival. And it was surely one of the most powerful performances ever. She is just a force to reckon with.
What was so powerful about seeing Lineker perform?
Well, I think that perhaps because I had a little bit of the story behind the song, and I knew that this song was, she actually recorded it in her apartment and uploaded it to social media. Just a simple video, and then all of a sudden, millions of people rushed to listen to her. And it's also because then I could see that all the talk about Lineker was absolutely right, particularly because they described their music as new black Brazilian music. And I wanted to know what that meant. And the song called Down Your Throat explained it better than anything else.
Wow. What is the song we're about to listen to now?
The song is called Down Your Throat.
Oh, that's one, is it? Okay.
Yes, the song is Down Your Throat. It was nominated for Best Portuguese Language Rock or Alternative Album at the 2019 Latin Grammy Awards. And it's just simply moving, okay. Very, very moving.
I'm curious. Let's have a listen to Lineker.
A gente fica mordido, não fica... Dente, lave o teu jeito de olhar. Me lembro do beijo em teu pescoço, do meu toque grosso, com medo de te transpassar. Thank you.
That's Lineker, and you're hearing it on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra with Paula Kruger. You're also getting a taste of alternative Latin music with Frank Madrid. Frank, that is smooth.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's so powerful, particularly because listening to the lyrics, and you understand how she's really trying to use her position as a well-known musician to promote social change, and also to highlight that again the black trans culture in what it is a very unaccepting social environment. So she feels like she has a responsibility to speak up about the violence against queer people in Brazil, and using music to send such a powerful message, and it's just absolutely ideal.
Oh, thank you for explaining the lyrics to us, Frank, for people who might not understand exactly what she's saying. But if you want to know more, and if you want to see, that is Lineker, spelt L-I-N-I-K-E-R. And that's the shorter version of the name. Frank, I'm not even going to attempt the longer version.
But you're doing very well. I'm very impressed, Paula, with your pronunciation. It's gorgeous. It's great.
I appreciate that, Frank. So Frank Madrid is selecting the tunes for you today. And you've got one final tune for us here on Afternoons, Frank.
Yes, we finish our explorations of Latin alternative sounds with a band that plays a blend of disco, acid jazz, and funk.
Oh, I like the sounds of that.
Yes, and they mix it with Latin rhythm. So in addition to releasing 11 critically acclaimed albums, the band is just, I guess, very celebrated internationally because their live shows are explosive. And they've been to 60 countries, including Australia. And we're talking about the naughty boys of Latin funk. And when I say the naughty boys of Latin funk, it's because the lyrics are, some of them are really out there.
Okay.
Yeah. Multiple Grammy winners, Los Amigos Invisibles from Caracas, Venezuela, my hometown, with a very sexy track from the album Paradise. It's called Tocamela.
Is Tocamela. You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, and Frank Madrid finishing with the Naughty Boys.
Yeah, the Naughty Boys of Latin funk. But it's crazy is when you think that I have had an association with this band for 20 years because they were the first international band that I brought to Australia back in 2000. So it's incredible. They came in early March to celebrate those 20 years and perform in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Brisbane. And luckily, we finished the tour only a day or two before major gatherings were cancelled due to COVID-19. Mm. So I will never forget the sense of, I guess, success, but at the same time, I guess, happiness that we managed to do the whole tour.
Well, Frank, you brought so much happiness to us this afternoon here on ABC Radio Canberra. Thank you for bringing the world of alternative Latin to us.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful to spend this time with you, Paula. And I'm happy to come back anytime.
Oh, that's great. And we even look forward to one day being able to dance with people of Canberra to this wonderful music when we can have events here again in the ACT. We look forward to you doing that again, Frank. That's Frank Madrid. He's a music selector and a festival organizer.